My first thought, of course, was, well, that's not going to help the optics and the aging of the Deshaun Watson trade and the decision to move off Baker.
Yeah, I mean, this was a good thing for Baker, obviously. And this was, it's more importantly who he's above than anything else. The idea that you're above Jordan Love, you're above CJ Stroud. Brock Purdy just got paid, what, $55 million a year? You're above Brock Purdy. Like, all these guys. And was maybe not so much Brock Purdy for a lot of you guys, but when it comes to C.J. Stroud, there aren't many football fans that think to themselves, Baker's significantly better than C.J. Stroud, but the coaches and executives think that he's at least a little bit better.
I think if you haven't paid attention to Baker, I can understand if you're like, well, 2 years ago, the stats were okay. They were, I think, a 9-win team that made the playoffs. Like, that was a little fluky. He was statistically excellent.
He was awesome.
4,500 passing yards, 41 touchdowns, and 71% completion percentage. That is top 10. Like, that's borderline. If it was anybody but Baker who has the knocks on, you know, he took forever to develop and then here, that, and the other. If anybody else, if you put that to Joe Burrow, we're thinking that's an elite year. If you put that to any of the rookies that come out this year and have that, or Bo Nix, it is elite. And I just think it's interesting, like, he is. Now, the caveat is the difference between the 8th best quarterback and the 15th best quarterback on any given year. There is a huge amount of fluctuation. So there's a part of me that's like, well, you've had 1 year at this production. You need another year at this production. And then I think I think it's time to like seriously groan of like, man, this could not have aged worse on either front. But yeah, I think it is true today. Now it's on him to say that he's closer to the 7th best quarterback as opposed to the 15th.
Well, there's a couple things that go against Baker in these type of discussions. One, the division he plays in never helps him out either now at this point.
Yeah.
And the other is that when entering last year's playoff game, there just wasn't much confidence in Baker in some of the big-time games that he's been asked to be in Tampa Bay. But if you look at that playoff game, no, he didn't throw for 200 yards. He didn't have a passing wonderment of a game. He had 2 touchdowns, 0 picks, and a passer rating of 146.
Yeah.
Like, he completed 85% of his passes. He was about as accurate as you would find in that moment, and ended up losing to a guy in Jaden Daniels that we all just have now crowned. I mean, it's not like that was hardly the loss that people at the time thought that it was.
I do wonder, like, I think we all want the Browns to learn their lesson from Deshaun. I don't know if they can learn their lessons from Baker again, simply because it was such a unique, like, whomever they draft in a year, assuming Barry and Stefanski are still here, well, they're going to draft them, so we're not going to be on the outside looking in the way maybe Baker was with this.
Well, let me ask you, have they learned their lesson? And by they, I mean even just the NFL. Because when they got rid of Baker, the idea was you couldn't win a Super Bowl with quarterback 10 through 15. It was just not possible. And I look at today's NFL, and Jalen Hurts, by the way, is number 9 on this list. Like, I feel like today more than ever, we got 15 quarterbacks you can legitimately win a Super Bowl with.
It's interesting you say that, because I think when we get down, because I was looking at the top 20 list, top 32 list, whatever. Yeah, it's pretty interchangeable from like 8 to 15. You can even expand that to 20.
Yeah, I just think we have so many good quarterbacks right now and so many people that you can win a lot of games with. And I think at the time when it happened with Baker, especially in the division the Browns are into, it was just like you have to be elite to compete. And it's just not really the truth right now.
Which is interesting. Did our positioning of that change, or were we just too reductive in the first place?
That's what I wonder. I would probably bet we were just too reductive to begin with.
I think you're probably right. But this is now going to be the next part of grading the Deshaun thing that I think none of us are really entirely comfortable with, which is if Baker goes out and wins a Super Bowl or even gets to a Super Bowl or an NFC title game here, at some point, like the elephant in the room is too big to ignore of like, he was the best quarterback you had since 99. You prematurely ran him out of town, even though, again, he was immature. Even though he needed to grow up, teams take immature all the time. Ben Roethlisberger had two very serious legal proceedings within the first 5 years of his career and a huge motorcycle accident that almost killed the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Steelers stuck by him. So like that in and of itself is not the greatest excuse. So it will be really interesting because like this is the part that there's no more suck for Deshaun that is going to extend the hurt. The Baker stuff, every time this guy takes another level or takes another jump, rightfully you go back to, okay, you were wrong about Baker in your assessment that he'd never do X, Y, and Z, and you're wrong about Deshaun's ability to bounce back or your ability to help him bounce back.
But here's the problem in that convo, and this is something that, listen, even though I don't believe in this, I think the Browns would tell you this, and I think there are enough Browns fans out there that have told themselves that Baker just would never have gotten here in Cleveland, not because of Cleveland, but the idea that he wasn't mature enough. And the idea that is there's something about Tampa Bay worked for him from a maturity standpoint and him being humbled and going to Carolina and then falling down and not succeeding and him going to the Rams and just being there for a couple weeks and then having the opportunity he finally got in Tampa Bay and almost losing being a starter. All that took, he had to take that type of inventory to feel like he could, in fact, get burned when he touched the stove.
Here's my only problem with that is that's an easy thing to say in deference of decisions that haven't worked
out. Listen, I think that's what they're going to tell themselves. Like, you're right. It's an easy thing to say. I don't believe in it. I think if they stuck with Baker, I think Baker ultimately would have been able to get there. But Baker has been on the record himself of saying he's completely different from a maturity standpoint and everything else. And he needed the new scenery and the change of environment. So if he's saying it, they're going to believe it too.
Well, here's where I think, because listen, you were right to say there weren't many people running down this idea in Cleveland, even Browns fans who right now are all the way as out as you can get on Deshaun after 3 years. But I think what we get stuck in sports talk sometimes is, well, we got to go back to how we felt at the time, and here was our opinion, and we can't pivot off that. No, you can't. We can do both things. You can look at, hey, I truly believe this. When the trade was made, 32 out of 32 GMs would have traded Deshaun, or would have traded Baker for Deshaun. That is a correct take of the time. And they also butchered both parts in not getting anything of value for Baker and how they handled that whole situation, letting him go in the first place, and then going to Deshaun. That's three failures. So, like, I'm willing to say I understood the logic of the time. Everyone understood. But look at where it's gone. You cannot ignore that and just be like, well, but we all knew what it was at the time. Like, both things have to hold up here, and both things have to be scrutinized, especially when the end result is, yeah, this one didn't work out at all.
No, and listen, if you're the Browns, you're just trying to put it all in your rearview mirror. I think it's important that we continue to bring it up. I think it's important that we talk about how great Baker has become. But ultimately, I'm just happy for Baker. For someone that rooted for Baker as hard as I did, I'm just happy he found success. And I'm happy that he found an environment where he's just able to win. Because there was times there where it felt like I was on the wrong end of the Baker Mayfield discussion. I didn't love that.
You know what I didn't expect to happen, though? Because we always, I think you and I are both people who wanted Baker, well, we wanted Baker to succeed here. But we always rooted for Baker afterwards. I was so hopeful when he went to Carolina and then Matt Rhule ruled all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I've been so happy with what he does in Tampa. I never saw the sting of this. Not on his end. Not like I'm mad at him. But every time I see that guy go out and have a 300-yard game, or every time I see him just be Baker in a different context, even as soon as that first year where he was really struggling, the Rams game where he just kind of got a chance and just balled out and unexpected, I didn't expect it to hurt that much as a fan. And I just think that's really interesting that it's kind of grown for me now. Last year watching him in the playoffs, I was like, oh, okay.
I think we're just juggling a lot of hurt all at once, right? Because there was so much of it that was overshadowed by dealing with everything with Deshaun.
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of stunk. And this weekend, I don't know how you felt, but like watching the American Century Championship, the golf tournament they have in Tahoe there, and Baker Mayfield is just chugging beers with fans. Legitimately, just these fans wearing Baker jerseys, and he's chugging beers with them. It was just like, man, we let this guy go? Like, he's as good as he is, as awesome as he was as a person, as fun as he was, like, it just kind of sucks.
Is Baker Mayfield a current top 10 quarterback? Mark, Eddie, Jerry, you guys stick there. And the other part of the rankings we definitely should be reacting to in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.